Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, morning, good morning. God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the highest. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, this is a sweet day. It's a good day. Everything that we need for this day, we have it. Amen. Love, peace, joy. Hallelujah. Protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every provision that is needed for this day, we thank the Lord for it. And we thank him for the manifestation of it. Our hope on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest race, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is indeed sinking sand. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. On Christ, the solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock. On Christ, hey, glory. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Our hope is in our Savior. Hey, God. In the word of our Lord and Master, our King, our Father. Hallelujah, oh God. Yes, it is, because he provided it for us. He made it possible for us. Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this day. No matter what it looked like, no matter how it looked like it started, but this is the day. This is the day that the Lord God himself has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in this day. Hallelujah. 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 I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. In the name of Yeshua, we thank the Almighty God, Adonai Elohim. Hallelujah. For bringing us to this day. Hallelujah. 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 Removing fear and doubt and insecurity. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God that he takes the ram of the heart of those who have authority over us. Hey, go back. And he showed them that he's God. He operate in our faith in spite of them. Hey, God, we all are just so excited about God this morning, about our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. My soul just leaps for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just leaping for joy this morning, because the confirmation is that God is in control. The Almighty Maker, Creator of the heavens and the earth is in control. Oh, yes, he is. He's in control. He's in control of that. He's in control of that, that, that. When people can go into the deepest, foremost, deepest part of the earth and think that they're hidden because it's dark. They can't even see each other. But it's like the noonday to God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He created it. Glory. I'm just excited this morning. This morning, oh God, I give him glory. I thank the Lord for his peace. I thank him for turning the crooked ways and making them straight. Thank you for giving us water in the dry places. Thank you for drying up the places where the water is so soggy. He dries it up. I thank him for solidifying the ground that we walk on. Hallelujah. solid. Yes. I thank God. Oh, yes, I do. I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about our strength. Hallelujah. Our stronghold. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Ooh, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, my God, I wish you could see what I'm seeing at this very moment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just thank the Lord. Just give us praise and glory and bless his name. Hallelujah. Strong and mighty is our God. Strong. There's no word that it can really express who he is and the fullness of it. And there's no word. Oh, my God. He made strength. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? Oh, we just glory in the Lord this morning. Yes, we do. I tell you. Sometimes just glorify. Oh, yes. Just glorify. Just magnify his name. Bless him. Hallelujah. Sweet, 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 sweet. And then the honeycomb. Yes. Our Father loves us. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers us out of them all. I mean, when things are like it's dried up, no hope, it is impossible. Nothing can come of this. Then you need to look over at Israel. Oh, what do you mean by that? It was dried up, pitiful, didn't look like nothing wanted to, could grow there. Now check it out. I think it was the 1400s. They just gave up on God's promise and said, the church is now children of God on the promised land. I forgot exactly how it said. All the bad stuff is on Israel, people of Israel. And the church is now the replacement. They had no hope. They didn't think. That mass desert, hopeless desert, could be anything but what they saw, and they saw it, said it was pitiful. And everything God said about it has come to pass. I don't know why the church just ain't continuing to shout on that. God said it. God said it. We use the scriptures. We use those scriptures, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying that Israel's going to be just like you see it right now. And he said he's going to fight for them. Yes. Now, a lot of people got their opinions, and I don't have anything to do with that. All I can say is what God said. He loves them. And you tell them, oh, they got a heart. Yeah, and so do we. We made up a whole bunch of stuff on our own. But that's another subject for another time. We're talking about how God isn't, we can put our trust and our hope and our faith in him. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the author. I think it was the one, I can't even call his name now. He went over there, and he was the stranger that was prophesied that would come and say that it was hopeless. He said it was pitiful. It was awful. But if you really want something that you can see God operating in the realm or in the life of man, you can see how God operates. How he moves through the senses. Doesn't matter if you don't believe it or not. His word is true. It doesn't matter. What he said is going to happen is going to happen. How he said it's going to happen when on his time schedule. Oh, yes, amen. That's the God that you serve. That's the God you believe in. We can put our faith and our hope and our trust in him. Yes, there are times we have prayed for something and it did not happen. And you're like, Lord, I have faith in you. And I believe. And you said, if I ask anything in your name, you'll do it. Sometimes. Painful as it can. And I've been there. It doesn't happen, didn't manifest. Our hearts are broken. And we thank God didn't hear. But we must yield to the sovereignty of God. And that's just the way it is. There's a time and a place that God, we have, all the time, really, all the time, God's sovereign will. And we ask God in those times. Yeah. I think many of us have gone through many things. But it doesn't matter as long as God is with us. And you know that he's your stronghold, your strong power. He's your strength. He vindicates you. He provides for you. May not be what, when, how we want. Then, in the by and by, he said, Lord, you did it. Look what you did, Lord. Oh, my God. You did it. You did it just for me. Well, I don't see how it could happen. It was supposed to do this. Yes, that's true. But God got a plan. And in Jeremiah, he said, I know the plans that I, the thoughts that I have for you. Mm-hmm. He said, he knows. And if God knows, everything is all right. Everything is all right. I pray that God put his arms around you and that you just bask in his love. Yes, I pray God give you such a sense of peace and refreshing that, ooh, glory, that you know for sure that it's God. Hallelujah. Ooh, and he has peace. Hallelujah. Oh, you build your hope and your trust in him so solid. Ooh, that nothing can break it. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. You know that he know your name. You know that you can have great expectations in his word. You know it because you know what you've experienced. Oh, my God, you know it without a shadow of a doubt. And when we get to that place, can really use us. Listen, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. This is his decoration. I know. You know who we're talking about? The one that gave breath and life to man. We're not just talking about the one that just made the earth or every universe, every existence. He is the creator of every math, every how to do, every formula that man knows and man is yet to know. He did it. And while we're there, let me just stop here. I guess I'm just going all over my reading all scripture, but listen to this. We hear about the disciples, and we hear that they were unlearned men. They were not polished. They didn't. They weren't at the feet of the great scholars and the rabbis of that day. They were at the feet of the master, the word. Who has the greatest education? That's all I'm saying. You know, education is good. So happy for my husband. He is. He will have his earned doctorate degree with the help of the Almighty God. My heart is overflowing. Yet he understands. It's all by the grace of God and the love of God. You mean to tell me we think that God can't teach us anything? That man teaching is far greater teaching of the Almighty God? They sat at the feet of man, the Master, the Word. Oh, my Lord. The great learned bride and what they woo, but they didn't know the hand. They didn't sit at the master's feet. They didn't sit at the master's feet. I'm just saying. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Stay humble. Stay humble. Don't get it twisted. I heard people say, well, you know, these people are little people. We can just say anything and, you know. But when we get around scholars, are you out of your last mind? The Holy Ghost. You there to teach God's people. You need to have the Holy Ghost. But regardless of who you're in front of teaching, need the Holy Ghost so you can speak the eternal word, the life-saving, life-changing word to the people of God, that their lives will be changed. And don't bask in what you think you know. Bask. One, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Two, that he has given you and granted you the authority to stand before his people. And three, that without the Holy Ghost you can do nothing, and you remain humble before him, and that he will allow his Holy Spirit to speak to you and through you to minister to his people. Let's never forget who's ministering and who's using us. Servant, and we should never forget. We got to say, well, all that money I spent, that's on you. You said, now you're doing it. You did it for the Lord, or you're doing it. He'll repay you, or you're doing it for yourself. You know, to make yourself look good, or be a tool for the kingdom of God. Humble yourself before the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. We just need to keep everything in its perspective. That's what we need to do. We need to keep everything and understand and not get so high. I could use a child to bring a word if he so chooses and baffle us.
That's right.
So let's stay humble before God. Let's not dismiss people because of how we've graded this. Remember, all souls belong to God. Remember, all souls were made in the image and the likeness of God. So we don't kill and we don't destroy. We don't make because of what we think and how great we think we are. No, we can't. God loves us. He's patient with us. And he has given us work to do. Remember who you were. All souls belong to God. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him. Hallelujah. Yes. That's who did it up. And he loves everyone. I want to give you the chance of scriptures with you on hope. Psalms 130 and 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in him and in his word I hope. And in him. In his word, I hope. Listen. In his word, I hope. You have your great expectation. Psalms 119:81. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope. There it is, that word, that again is word. I hope in your word. So when there's a situation in our life and we seem overwhelmed, we run to him and we search out the scripture for his word and we hold on to that word. That verse. We hold on. There's a song. I hope, I don't know this. I hope this goes on that. That Jesus blood and righteousness. Can't trust anything. But that is real. And your hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing in prayer, constantly. So, when we have our trials and tribulations, we rejoice in the hope that we're waiting with great expectation. It will happen. tribulation, we're rejoicing. How can that be? The Lord God is our strength. Very present help in the past. And believe it or not, there are times when we're going through so bad that we don't realize, we don't realize that there are people who hear the Lord and they begin to intercede without question on your behalf. Pray with me, can't pray. You understand what I'm saying? I want to interject. One of them, Jesus said, Yeshua, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added. A friend of mine told me, as you get older, things become less important to you. We have a tendency, if we have things, we're somebody. We're great. Look at me. I have a $300,000 handbag. I have something that never hit the line, a contour. I went to Milan to the shows, you know, and I chose this outfit for me. I ride the finest cars. I have chauffeurs. I eat rich people's food. I'll never be poor. I'll never be anything. Not who you are. You can have on a raggedy dress and it's clean. And you got power. You're in the Lord and He is in you. The anointing of God, you can call down. Woo! You're higher than that. It's good. Because Jesus said all these things will be added to you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, your kingdom, child of God. Clothing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Now, my God, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Wisdom and knowledge for this day from the Almighty God. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for tuning in.